I'm very happy now to welcome Xenia Victor and Galen Duke. They are with the Bali Art Project, which is a wonderful nonprofit organization that takes young people and adults to the island of Bali. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you,
Marie Shirley.
Good to see you again.
So I have to just say, for the sake of this interview, I was one of the lucky recipients of a scholarship to go to Bali and had an incredible experience with the two of you and with this group last year. This is now the 11th year that you have been active here in Santa Fe. It's a totally Santa Fe-based program.
At least near Santa Fe, because we have a before trip series of meetings, so people have to be from this area.
And so what do you actually do?
In Bali, we do everything. Beginning with we try to take kids, really, that have not been out of northern New Mexico. So when we get to Bali, it's like opening up a whole new world to them. And in order to get to know the culture in Bali, because the arts are so involved in the culture, we set up classes, programs in music and dance and painting with Balinese teachers, so that the kids, when they go to a ceremony or go to a temple or anything, what they're seeing is what they're learning. When they see a dance performance, it's the dance that they are learning. When they hear gamelan music, it's the songs that they're learning. So it's a way of getting involved in the culture that, you know, you would never do as a tourist. We just go and observe. And we do with Balinese teachers. Some of them we've known 30 years. So it's we get in, and through our teachers, we get invited to everything that happens in Bali. So that's a nutshell.
And so a lot of young people, they're all 16, 17 years old,
high school juniors. Right, high school juniors.
And they're selected, four boys, four girls.
Right.
And they learn not only art and dance and music, both watching it and experiencing it and practicing it themselves, but also how to be travelers.
Right. Because our goal is to get a lot of young Americans out into the world. We find it very frustrating that young Americans are not traveling anymore. If they're traveling, they're going to do one specific thing, like kayak. They're no longer just putting a backpack on their back with their $1,000 in their pocket and finding out what the world is about. And we're trying to prepare at least 8 kids every year to do just that. And it's very gratifying that way over half of our past participants have traveled at length on their own with their backpacks. And most have also given service on the road, worked in refugee camps and often homes, taught English, studied. So they've gone off for 6-7 months on their own.
And they have to learn things like budgeting, for example. So you can't blow all your money on your first 5 meals in a new country.
Right. We work very hard on teaching the value of money. Like when we're in the airports, we say, you don't bother buying food at an airport. You have some cheese from home or the last restaurant you were in. So we're very particular about we really teach them the value and how to buy your plane ticket so it doesn't cost as much.
I find it very interesting also that you don't let anybody, the young people or the adults, spend their own money for the first, week or two that they're there, partly because if they haven't really learned to bargain yet, they'll pay 10 times as much for a simple pair of flip-flops or whatever in the market.
And also, to begin with, they buy so much impulse, they compare it to how cheap it is compared to Santa Fe. So they'll say, oh, God, this would be, you know, X amount in Santa Fe. It's, you know, about, you know, whatever they ask, I'll pay for it here. So, yeah, we try to confiscate all the money, but everybody tends to hold back a little bit. from past participants, yeah. I'd better save some so I'll have it.
But yeah.
One of the things that I found interesting about Bali is that they have a very highly developed ancient and modern living culture that's quite different from our own.
It's very different. I think getting off the plane, you see it right away, that how different. And the interesting thing about Bali, it is so different, and the people almost do not have the concept of us and them. If you're there and you're respectful and you're interested, you're a Balinese. You're part of the family. So if there is a ceremony happening, a cremation, a wedding, a tooth filing, they're very happy to invite us because they know we'll be respectful and it's sort of a blessing we give to them by being there.
You too have been world travelers of the kind that you're trying to cultivate in the young people, but you have the travel bug, I think, more than any other people I've ever known. You've traveled in dozens of countries.
Hundreds.
Over
100.
What is it about travel that keeps you on the road so much?
I think it's that there's always things we don't know when we travel. You know, when we're traveling, we could think back and know what we did each day a year ago or 2 years ago. Whereas here in Santa Fe, I couldn't even remember 1 year from the next. So that's one of the things. And also, what I talk about with kids and myself too, like now it takes me, you know, maybe 2 hours to read The Economist because I read every article in it because I've been to that country and I know something about it, so it's meaningful. Whereas if I haven't been there, I just kind of skim over and skip it. And so with the kids, when this is one reason travel is so broadening for kids and adults both. If you've been to a place, then you have something to hang your information onto. Like if you've been to Cuba, for example, and you're reading a Hemingway article or story that he wrote in when he was living in Havana, then it means so much more to you if you've been to his house and seen his typewriter and so on. So you just, things are different.
And you also will have more empathy for people in other parts of the world. I think sometimes Americans can get into this sense that the whole rest of the world only exists in some kind of vague, abstract way.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, there's always a different way to do things. It's like when we're asking directions in a country that we're new to, we always ask at least three people because we never know. Are we in a country where they'll only give you directions if they know how to get there? Or do they not want you to feel badly that nobody's talking to them, so they'll tell you whatever they want to? Or do they want to make it sound like it's closer than it really is, because you might as well be happy now and then later be... So we ask at least three people before we'll set off in a direction.
And then when you put together the answers and figure out which of those or other possibilities it was, then you learn something about how the culture works.
If we were right even to figure it out. But we don't take it for granted. It's going to be something we already know.
But if all three people agree, then we're pretty sure.
Yeah, that would make it sound... Yeah. Yeah. Japan was amazing. I mean, they were...
What do you mean?
So precise.
Well, they would... Generally in Japan, if you ask where something is, they'll take you by that and lead you there. Yeah. It's easier than for them trying to explain it in English. Or they'll go get a friend that speaks English or find someone that speaks English and come back to you.
And it's so satisfying now with the kids from been to Bali with us and traveled on their own. When we have a conversation about asking directions, they know what we mean.
Of all the places in the world that you've traveled, why did you choose Bali?
Because it's so inclusive. Because I don't know any place as different from us and as culturally alive as they are, and how much they just include you.
There's an introductory meeting on Sunday, the 15th of November, for, I guess, what, students and parents and other adults who might be interested in going along to Bali next June.
Right. Any student should come, and we really encourage at least a parent to come with them. And any adult who would like to be part of the adult trip could come. We'll be starting interviews the week for the children the week after the 15th, the weekend after. So they'll be signing up for interviews. They can sign up over the phone, but we really encourage people to come to the meeting. At the meeting, there'll be all the students from last year, many of the parents of those students, and many of the adults from that year, and possibly from other years, too, if they're in town.
The telephone number for more information and directions is 988-7209. The website is baliartproject.org. Xenia Victor and Galen Duke are the directors of the Bali Art Project, for which they have received, I just want to say, the designation of Living Treasures here in Santa Fe. I just want to give you my hearty congratulations, very well deserved.
Thank you.
So the Bali Art Project trip is in the month of June. It's a full month, and I just want to also let people know that the young people do not pay out of their own pockets for this. They fundraise for the trip, but whatever your financial situation is, ladies and gentlemen, money is not a barrier. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR is streaming live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org. The podcast site is santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Santa Fe's Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and you can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Good Morning Jazz presents the monthly Women in Jazz Hour.